We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now take, for instance, if you need the wisdom of God in a matter to make a decision, what does the Word say about it? Are you to pray, "Lord, if it be thy will, give me wisdom"? Well, you might as well be fishing somewhere on the creek bank, you know. Because you couldn't have any faith in that prayer because you don't know what the will of God is. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. He giveth to all men liberally, upbraideth not, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed. And let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So when you ask for the wisdom of God, I don't care if you didn't have any revelation, that you saw no bright lights, no bells ring, you got no revelation at all. You ask God for the wisdom of God concerning this matter. Say, "Thank you, Father. I believe that I receive the wisdom of God. For you said, all things whatsoever I ask in prayer, believing I shall receive. Therefore, I believe I receive. Thank God I have the wisdom of God." And go away praising God that you have the wisdom of God when it comes time to make the decision. You will have the wisdom of God. It's that simple. You see, you may not know that you have the wisdom of God. See, what Peter was doing when he was walking on that water, when he got to looking at the waves and the wind, he's trying to figure out if I can continue to do this. Now, if you've asked God for the wisdom of God, and it just seemed like you don't know what to do, you don't have any great revelation, you expected God to ride it in the sky, you expected some minister to call you and say, "Thus saith the Lord." But it comes time to make the decision and you're there. You're on the spot. You've got to make the decision now. What do you do? Say, "Thank God the Spirit of truth within me. He teaches me. I have the wisdom of God." Now just search your heart and say, "What is it I desire to do?" Delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. You delighted yourself in His Word. You did what His Word said to do. Whatever the desire is that's in your heart, that is the wisdom of God. Do it. Now, see, you got to be careful with that. You got to be dedicated to that. But, you see, there's many people struggle with that idea. How do I find the wisdom of God? You ask for it. I've had people to come to me and say, "Brother Capps, oh, I got this problem. Let's pray, you know." I said, "Well, now, here's what the Word said." And I just lay it out there. I said, "Now, you read that, you do that, and we'll agree it's done." Oh. See, they wanted me to pray the prayer of faith for them. And quite often you'll have people say, "Yeah, but here's the way I believe it." I say, "Yeah, but here's what the Word said." "Well, I know it says that, but here's the way I believe it." Well, that's why he was in the mess he was in. Because he didn't believe it the way the Word said it, see. One lady came to me after teaching on prayer and she said, "Your teaching just confused me." I said, "No, sister, my teaching didn't confuse you. You was confused when you came." Because see, what she was saying is that, "Well, now you're teaching that I should just pray and believe God and not just keep praying over the same thing all the time." See, I'm talking about petition of prayer now. See, there's the prayer of intercession. There's the prayer of thanksgiving and praise. There's the prayer of praying the Word of God over a situation. You could do that continually. But Jesus said, "Don't use vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think they should be heard for their much saying." And she said, "You just confuse me because I've been taught all my life that I should just keep praying over the same thing, and finally God will hear and answer my prayer." I said, "No, sister, I didn't confuse you. You was confused when you came. The light of the Word of God just showed up your confusion." It's like someone said, you know, you give somebody a flashlight. They go up in their attic and turn it on and look at all the dust up there. And they say, "Whoa, look what this flashlight did to my attic." No, the flashlight didn't do anything to your attic. It just showed up what was there all the time. So God's Word revealed her confusion. It's impossible to pray the prayer of faith unless you know what the will of God is. You got to ask yourself, is this truth valid for me today? The truth in the Word of God, the promise that I'm going to act on, is it valid for me today? Now, you ought not have to say some of these things, but you do, see. Be like one guy I heard of. He's going down the freeway. He's wobbling all over the road, you know, and the cop pulled him over. Said, "Say, man, I think you're drunk." "No, oh, no." He said, "I don't drink." He said, "What's that in that jug over there?" "Oh," he said, "that's my water. That's my ice water." He said, "Let me see the jug." He picked up the jug and smelled of it and said, "Hmm." Said, "That's wine." He said, "Thank you, Jesus. You've done it again." No, Jesus didn't done it again. There's always some nut, though, that's going to take something that Jesus did and make a ministry out of it, you know. Well, Jesus didn't make a ministry out of turning water into wine. Like one individual back in Arkansas when we was growing up, the game at school, we called them marvels. I found out later they were marbles. We always played marvels at recess. But there was a fellow that lived on my father-in-law's place. In fact, he just lived just a block or so from where I live now. And he wouldn't let his kids play marvels because he said the Bible said marvel not. Jesus said it. Now, that's what I mean when I say find out if the truth is valid for today. Don't get out. Don't be a granola Christian. Then you need to count the cost of believing God. Count the cost of believing God. And while you're at it, count the cost of believing the devil. Because I tell you, it's going to cost you something to believe God. You guys make a decision. You're going to have to hold fast to your confession of faith, and you're going to have to be diligent to confess the Word of God to keep your faith to the level that it needs to be. How many of you know your faith don't always stay at the same level? Count the cost of believing God. Count the cost of believing the devil. Let me give you, for instance, Joseph believed God. He believed the dream. God gave him a dream. And I'll tell you, you can learn several things out of this. God gave him by revelation in a dream and showed Joseph that he would be ruler over his household, all of his folks. And he got so excited about it, he went out and told his brothers. He found out they weren't as excited about it as he was. See, some of you did that when you got baptized in the Holy Ghost. You went and told some people that wasn't as excited about it as you were. Psalms 105, I believe it is, says that until the time of the promise came, the word of the Lord tried him. See, Joseph had God's word. He had God's word concerning it. But then, see, he told God's secret. God never intended for him to go out and tell his brothers what he revealed to him. And I tell you, we make a mistake when we go tell everything that God reveals to us. When you reveal things that God has revealed to you that sometimes may be weeks and months and years before they come to pass, when you go out and talk it and tell it to everybody, you stir up a lot of unbelief, and besides that, the devil gets a hold of it. Now you need to realize something. The devil is not omnipresent like God. He does not know everything that happens. And he may be years finding out about some things unless you go blab it all over the place and tell everybody. Now, I can prove to you from the Word of God that the devil doesn't know everything. When the king wanted to find the child Jesus so he could kill him to keep him from being king, see, he thought he was going to be a natural king. He inquired of where he was born and told the wise men to come back and tell him. And the angel of the Lord told him not to do it, and he didn't. And he couldn't find out. Now, you know, if the devil knew, he'd have told him. Because he's the one who wanted to kill him. He couldn't find out. So he killed all the children from 2 years old and under. Now, you need to understand something. There are certain things that God may not require you to keep secret. But almost on every occasion that God reveals something that is not to be told and you tell it, it may never come to pass or it will be hindered for years. And I see so many people, especially young ministers, that make that mistake. They go around telling folks, I'm a prophet. Listen, if you're a prophet, you don't have to tell anybody. Well, you see, God may reveal to them that He may use them in a prophetic ministry someday. But that may be 20 years down the road. They go out telling everybody. And more than likely, nobody will believe them, and he can't find any place to preach. Be careful what you share. Be careful what you reveal when God reveals some things to you, and make sure that what He reveals to you is of God. Because I'll tell you the truth, the devil will tell you some things sometimes to get you off track. So, it's like Paul said, if an angel from God preaches any other gospel than that which I preach, he said, let him be accursed. So let's keep a balance, and let's keep ourselves on the Word of God and in line with what God's Word says, and make a decision to believe God and His Word. Now, we're talking about believing God. Here's another thing that you must be willing to do. Be willing to do what must be done to activate the promises of God.
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. We've been talking about believing God this week, and we're going to be talking about it all this week and next week. Believing God. Now, all of this week, we have CD offer number 7233. It's entitled, Cure for Doubt and Unbelief. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $19. Cure for doubt and unbelief. The Word of God is the cure for doubt and unbelief. You just have to know what the Word said about it. See, you could have what we'd call legal doubt. Sometimes you just don't know because you just don't have the information. If you didn't know what the Bible said concerning healing, that by His stripes ye were healed, well, certainly you could have what I'd call legal doubt. You had reason to doubt because you just did not have the information. But you see, when you have the information and still won't believe it, then that's not legal doubt. That is unbelief. And that's really a sin when you know what the Word says, but you just still will not believe it, will not act upon it. So it's important for you to know that the Word of God will cure all unbelief. It's impossible to pray the prayer of faith if you don't know the will of God concerning the matter you're praying about. Some of you are praying for things and you're praying, Lord, if it be thy will. Well, now, wait a minute. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. Everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth. Well, there's the will of God right there. If you can find it in the Word, if it's based on the authority of the Word of God, if it's something God has already given to us, belongs to us, it's in the promises of God, then yes, it's God's will. But if you don't know it's God's will, you can't possibly pray the prayer of faith for it. You need this CD offer number 7233. Cure for Doubt and Unbelief. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $19.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.